We are in for a treat for the next hour. Gilles, you said it would be, this is to prompt the listeners, the godfather of Mexican, Afro-American, and Frenchian genre. First time heard here on WGN. That's me. This is, we've been working on this for a long, long time. We have the Community Arts Exchange, and we have some very, very special musicians in the studio that are going to play some music. First of all, I want to set it up and talk about what the Community Arts Exchange does. So we have Rolando Palacios, and you're executive director?
Executive director, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, and Gilles
Aniorte.
Aniorte.
Yeah.
And you are like a programmer and producer.
Yeah, I'm a director, producer.
Kind of an Alan Lomax touch. We'll talk about that.
I love that.
Yeah,
thank you.
I've got some Alan Lomax, definitely.
Yeah. But, Rolando, let's just start at ground zero and we'll work up. So talk about what you guys do at the Community Arts Exchange.
So we got together a few years ago. It's just been a number of years. Around 2011 is when we started the organization. And we wanted to use the arts to bring education to the community and see what we could do to enrich the community of Chicago and kind of promote the music within Chicago and different types of art forms within Chicago. So we were working at first with, like, you know, a dance troupe on the south side, House-O-Matic. We did a little bit of work with them. We tried to do, like, different kinds of programs, blues in the schools. We produced a record for Chick Rogers, a singer in Chicago here.
Yeah, no, Chick.
And eventually we kind of evolved into this program that Gilles had sort of was a brainchild of his, where we take the music of traditional music and sort of turn it into advocacy music in some sense to help victims of domestic violence. So this whole thing, it just started with a song that he wrote. And he took it to Mexico, and him and his partner, Martha Lopez Ramos, she's director of women's studies in a university down in Zacatecas in Mexico, and they kind of put it together, and they said, "Well, we can create these songwriting workshops to help people, help victims of domestic violence," and they ran a couple of programs down there. We actually ran one program here a couple of summers ago, and I got to witness it, and it was, like, really amazing because it's kind of a cathartic experience for the people who participate in this program. And the idea is you come in with someone who has a musical background, someone who has some education in sort of the women's aspect of it, you know, the domestic violence, someone who has some expertise in that area. You put them together with some of the victims. They talk about their experiences, and they actually write a song about their experiences. It could be one song, it could be two songs, but it's done over the course of several days. So it's several workshops. I mean, it's one long workshop, but it's several days long, and the songs evolve, and they really come out as these amazing sort of cathartic music.
Gilles, you were on the show before, but I really wanted to do a deep dive into this and really bring the music out, which we're going to hear here in a second. But you go to Mexico and you find these songs. Now, correct me if I have the process. And we have a couple of musicians. Then you bring them back, and they're kind of adapted here in the States. I mean, talk about how that works.
Yeah, so what I do during the workshops, will happen mainly in Mexico. I set up a professional songwriting table, but instead of professional songwriter, we have survivors from violence. We can have music students. We have kids. We have teenagers. And we start the workshop with one simple question: where do you think that violence against women comes from? And that start a conversation, and that conversation give us ideas, give us verse, give us a way where we're going to go with that song, and we write that together. Then after the workshop is 10 hours long that we divide in 5 sessions. And at some point during the workshop, when we have the song, we record it. I always bring a professional local musician to the workshop to help with that part.
In Mexico?
In Mexico.
Okay.
And here too, we always try. Even if sometimes we have musician there, we bring someone, and we work all together And when that song is recorded, I give it to some traditional musicians down there in Mexico, and they make their own version of it. So that song suddenly starts sounding like a popular repertoire. And then I bring that recording here. So the recording there, it's field recording. That's where the Alan Lomax field recording comes. And then I bring that recording here, and I invite someone from Chicago. So we have...
talk about who's in the Allstate Skyline studio tonight.
We have Isaiah Collier, who was one of the guys that I tracked on top of this thing. So we have Isaiah Collier, jazz musician from Isaiah Collier's and the Chosen Few, playing sax with El Ronco y su Grupo Norteño, recorded in the field in Zacatecas.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and then I want you to set up the song, and then we're going to hear the song, because it's important for people to know what the song is about.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that after the commercial, and
yes,
then we'll hear some music.
The rest
okay,
the
all right, jets. Okay. Thanks. Don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Okay, welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with the Community Arts Exchange and our band. We still got to come up with a name for the band. Gilles, talk real briefly, introduce the band, and then tell us what the song is about.
So we have Jaime Garza Rodriguez, who's going to play tonight Leona, which is kind of a bass guitar from Veracruz. Jaime is a bass player with the band Dos Santos here, which was signed with the International Anthem.
They've been on the
show. From Chicago, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful musician. Mm-hmm. And he's also the musical director for that project that you are now the godfather, say.
The godfather of Mexican, African-American, and Frenchian genre.
Yeah. And then we have Karen on Cajon, which is the Cajon Peruano. And then we have Laura on Jarana and singing. Laura Cambron. Karen del Real. Laura Cambron, she played the Jarana, which is a guitar related to the Baroque guitar, but that's the way it became in Veracruz, Mexico.
Okay.
And we have Isaiah on sax.
Isaiah. We're so lucky to have Isaiah down here tonight. Real quick, talk about the song they're going to play.
So now they're going to play the first song that we wrote for the workshop, La Historia de Lupe Fernández, which is about a feminicide, a young lady in her teenage. She was pregnant. That's a real story. The brother was jealous, and he set her on fire and poured some gasoline on her, set her on fire. They were able to save the baby, and we made a song out of it. We changed the name. We changed a little bit of the story, and it was written through that same process of the workshop at the beta stage, and that's the story of Lupe Fernández.
The song is intended to raise awareness on feminicide, a hate crime where a woman is killed for a genre situation.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's take it away. Here is, I'm just going to call them band from Community Arts Exchange.
Yeah.
All right, take it away, people.
Fernández.
welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. You want to introduce who was that on vocals?
So that's Laura Cambron, beautiful singer. She's originally from California, but she's with us in Chicago now, and she has a residency with Jaime with a band called Ida y Vuelta every first Thursday of every month at Honky Tonk Barbecue.
Honky Tonk Barbecue. Laura, I'm looking at you on a monitor. Can you get to the microphone? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Okay, very good. So talk about what you were singing. I was curious. Maybe I'd heard that song once before. I don't know. That's on SoundCloud, right? Did you guys move that to SoundCloud?
Yes, on SoundCloud and on YouTube, a different version.
So talk about the lyrics, what you were singing. And I'm curious also about the tempo, considering it was such a heavy subject. So talk about the tempo of that song.
Well, it has the influence of a polka.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Germans arrived in Mexico, and there was this kind of creation of polkas, but it's also kind of identified as norteñas. And then the song also just talked about what Gil was talking about, is the story of this young woman who, at the hands of her jealous and, you know, evil brother, died because he poured gasoline on top of her, and they were only able to save the baby. But I think also the overall, I think, takeaway is that, you know, when you don't hold men accountable for these things, that's why they keep happening. And so this is like it's also a very common story that happens in terms of violence against women. So I think that's what they're trying to say. Like, when you don't make changes, or when you don't call them out, then that's why these things, you know, they still ring true.
What was your impression? What was your feeling when that song was brought to you? First time you heard it.
I think, you know, it was also obviously like a very emotional response, because I think I've heard stories, you know, from my family of different tragedies that have happened to the women in my family, and, you know, never, you know, put to gas and on fire, but, you know, short of it. And I think, you know, it's still happening today, and I think that's what is still resonates with me, is that I know that these songs are still very much alive because the experiences are still alive. And, you know, it also just makes me feel very lucky to be able to sing these songs, because, you know, it has that intention of bringing awareness of these things and then, you know, making it in a way that people that generally gravitate towards, which is through music.
I keep you on the mic. If you can bring Isaiah over to the mic, but I want to ask Rolando and Jill, and you can hear me in the studio. So when these songs come out and people hear these songs, does this open up discussion? Does this make it a little easier for people to talk and share what have to be, you know, just terrible stories?
Yeah, we have a 10-hour discussion before we get into the end of that song, so there's a long conversation about that. And then the way the song is now, what we can hear, that song is ready to go into the popular repertoire. So instead of listening to songs that make the apology of bootleggers or drug dealers or guns or violence, we have a song that says we have to avoid the feminicide, we have to avoid the homicide, because the police might catch the killer, but the police won't be able to bring back the person. And then we don't want the person to die, and we don't want that violence to keep going on. So I think it's a topic that applies to a lot of strata in our societies.
Yeah, Roland.
Yeah, this type of song, the corrido, is really popular in kind of street music, really, bars. It's very folkloric in Mexico, and it usually celebrates. It's originally started by celebrating heroes of the revolution, you know, and then eventually it sort of changed into, you know, drug dealers and, you know, what they called narcotraficantes, you know, or gangsters. It was sort of their version of gangster music, you know what I mean? And it celebrated these figures, but really what Gil has done is he's completely turned it around and said, we're gonna celebrate somebody else, somebody who is a victim, and somebody whose story needs to be told, and make that part of the popular culture. And I think that's really groundbreaking.
And I mean, for all you guys, I mean, when people hear it, I mean, how do they respond? Do they want to talk about it more?
Yeah, and sometimes they stay silent and they say, wow, that's really heavy.
Right.
When that song is played around Zacatecas, where that story happened, people recognize, even if we change the name, they know who we are talking about, and there is reference to the city in the song. So yeah, it doesn't bring the feisty mood that the rhythm has. It brings a more contemplative and a more reflective mood to the person that listened to that song.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back, I believe, with a mariachi song next after the
yes.
news here on WGN Nocturnal Journal. So don't go away. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. This music is just so fascinating for me. Rolando Palacios, Executive Director of the Community Arts Exchange.
That's right, CAE Chicago.
CAEChicago.org. And Jill, our friend Jill.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm very good. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very grateful that you have us here for the second time. That's really beautiful.
Well, I'm really, really happy these musicians took time out from a Saturday night to come down here. Real quick, introduce the band and then tell us what this song is.
So, again, Isaiah Collier on saxophone, Jaime Garza Rodriguez on Leona, Laura Cambron on Jarana and singing, and Karen Del Real on the cajon. The song is called Aléjate de mí, Get Away From Me. It's a mariachi song written in the style of a heartbroken song, like sounds like when you sing to the lover, get away from me, it's too painful. But the reality is that the song is about the stalker. And the song say, don't get close to me, don't think you're a seducer, because what you are is a predator, which is the last line of the song. So again, the music is very danceable and feisty, and the lyrics, but Laura will probably tell us more about that, because as one guy in the workshop told me one day when we asked him, where does violence against women comes from? He said, that's very difficult from a privileged point of view to answer that question. So I think Laura is the voice for that song.
Okay, we're going to turn it over to our gifted musicians in the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Entrar en tu
excellent, like, nice touch there with Isaiah. Isaiah, went get to the mic a little bit. And before I get to Isaiah, Laura, again, tell the listeners what the lyrics were there. Beautiful voice. Just wonderful rendition, Laura.
Thank you very much. The song is really about, I would say, is about sexual harassment. You know, as women, we encounter a lot of kind of these suggestive kind of, you know, comments when we're out in public or even not in public, even with men that are near us and that we trust. And so it's that dynamic that kind of like what Gil said about this place of privilege where you think that you can treat another person, another woman like that. And that's how you approach them. That's how you treat them. And this song is pretty much saying, you know, get away from me. You think that I am yours. You think that, you know, you have the right to talk to me like that and to treat me like that. And essentially, you're just a predator. You're just, you know, yeah, pretty much it.
Do you perform any of these songs? Now, do a little plug. You're at Honky Tonk Barbecue in Pilsen on the first Thursday of each month.
No, this is the first time.
Oh, it'll be the first time.
Yeah.
This is the first time you played that song.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's
you're really the godfather.
Very treat.
You're witnessing the birth.
Yeah. Very, very, very nice. Isaiah, thank you. Isaiah Collier, thank you so much for coming down. Did you have a gig at the Untitled? Or are you going back to the Untitled?
We had to get a sub for that, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay. And are you there on the mic?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. So what I wanted to ask you was about how environment shapes music, because and you've got a residency at the Jazz Showcase July 11th to 14th. I know you're going off to Lithuania in August. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was listening to you play on that song. I mean, what does it do? Expanding your chops, playing all these different types of music. I mean, how did you get involved with this group, and what did it do for you as an artist?
Well, we can blame Gio. he had approached me. He was asking me, because my biggest thing is I don't really care for the concept of genres or labels.
Right.
I see it's music. You know, we're all using the same 12 notes. It's just different ways that it's manipulated throughout the world. And so with having that outlook on it is just about being able to participate no matter where you should go. That's the one language, and through my short experience with traveling, I've learned that's one of the biggest connectors to everybody is just music. Even if you can't speak the same language, you can still play.
Where did you, how did that come to you? I mean, I know some of your mentors, I've never talked to you before, but I mean, Willie Pickens, Ernest Dorn, where did the open ears come from?
Well, I mean, YouTube. We're going to blame YouTube. You listen to one thing, something else, it creates an algorithm. And so for me, I just always was just fascinated with music. Even with watching movies and stuff, you notice the movie isn't as intense without the music. So what exactly is going on right there to really just get in within it from various different movies? You know, it could be like action movie, you know, Chinese films. I love that the music behind it was just what made it even more magical, you know. So being able to just figure that stuff out was just, yeah. And then combining it with everything I do already, it gives me more perspective on how I can approach the music, so it doesn't feel like I'm being stuck or it's not progressing.
What have you, how long have you played with this group that we're hearing tonight? Since yesterday. So a 24-hour, I mean, it just sounds, I don't know, Dan Long's doing such a great job with it. It just sounds so great. I mean, what have you learned in the little time you spent with these guys?
Oh, well, listen, phrasing.
Right, yeah.
It's really about the phrasing, because, I mean, even though I mostly play stuff from other various genres, if I would have came in with the same approach, this would not work at all. But still being able to listen to the point where it still feels like we're playing that way, but within the style of the style.
Gilles, when you put these musicians together, how did you pick them, and what's the destiny of this? I know some songs are on SoundCloud. Isaiah, did you play on some of these songs that you can hear on SoundCloud?
Yeah, we did some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys talk about how people can hear some more of this.
Yeah, on SoundCloud we have an account, but I guess everything would be easier to go through CAA Chicago.org,
And then from there, there's the links, because the name that I use are all in Spanish, and it gonna get a little tricky to go to Talleres de Escritura de Canciones con Perspectiva de Género or my own name. So CAEchicago.org, and from there you find all the links. How I get to these guys, I'm a producer and a promoter, and I'm always looking for act and musician and meeting them, but this is a labor of love. I mean, how I got to that particular band, it's almost like an epiphany, meeting them. They are so into it. They are so participative. They're, like what Isaiah said, 24 hours. Of course, they've been working on the song before. We sent that weeks ago, and we've been talking and prepping. But basically what they put in it beside their professionalism is a lot of love. And we really appreciate that, and that's really echoing in the universe, hopefully.
Jaime, you want to get to the mic a little bit? And, you know, we're kind of goofing around with the godfather of Mexican, Afro-American, Frenchian genre. But, I mean, that's what this music is so indicative of what Chicago is. It's a melting pot. And you're involved in the festivals there in Pilsen, right, Jaime?
Yes, I'm involved with Mole de Mayo Festival coming up in a few weeks.
May 24th?
May 24th through the 26th is a three-day festival. We have over 54 bands, DJs, and acts, and live lucha libre, and just a lot of real good food.
So, I mean, just like what Isaiah was saying, I mean, it's just all these cultures and styles meshing together in song with such a powerful message. This is really important what you're doing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and I want to try to squeeze one more song in. Is that okay? I mean, these songs are just fantastic. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal.
Tomorrow, one more in Toronto as the White Sox take on the Jays. Andy with the pregame at 11:30 and DJ with the first pitch from Canada at 12:07. White Sox baseball on the flagship home, 720 WGN. And remember, Monday night is Game of Thrones night as the White Sox take on the Cleveland Blue Fire-breathing Dragons.
Indians,
that's right.
Hart Schaffner & Marks is having a spring cleaning warehouse sale with Hart Schaffner & Marks suits, sports coats, and trousers up to 75% off. Walter Morton suits, sports coats, and trousers, Austin Heller's shoes, and Margaritaville men's and women's sportswear too. Hurry, the sale ends today at 5 p.m. Don't miss out on these incredible savings. It's the Hart Schaffner & Marks spring cleaning warehouse sale. 1529 Lee Street in Des Plaines, on the corner of Lee and Oakton. Distinctively dressing men for over 130 years. And free parking too.
How would you like to work for a company you own? If you're an experienced residential HVAC service technician, American Weather Makers, an employee-owned, award-winning HVAC company, has an opening for you. And with you as an owner, you're going to have great benefits. Earn $70,000 to $100,000 a year, 100% company-paid health care, 100% 401k contribution, plus a new service truck. Call William now, 847-866-7000, 847-866-7000.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
Attention investors, not earning 18 to 21%? Then you're losing. Big time. National Realty's Class A Property Fund includes only prime income producing property, built far below market value. You're secured, you're recession proof with large apartment buildings. You're diversified with income streams from multiple buildings. You have 100% of free cash flows paid to you first. This portfolio has $600 million in new construction equity value in Brooklyn, Hoboken, the Jersey, Gold Coast, and Delray Beach, Florida. National's 12-year track record of proven success with $800 million of property under management is based on prime income property only. Stop recession risk and stock market churn with diversified 18 to 21% returns for IRAs or cash flow. Once you see these Class A locations, you'll wonder what took you so long to call. Call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first and invest wisely. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Before we get to our last song, do you guys want to give out the websites? How people can really follow this and find out more information? I'm sure there's going to be more projects like this down the road.
Sure. It's Community Arts Exchange, caechicago.org. We're looking to bring this project to Chicago, maybe partner with a women's group here. Or shelter, perhaps, and see what we can do.
Boy, is there a timetable for that?
Well, unfortunately, being a nonprofit, we don't have funding, so that's a challenge. But we're hoping we can partner with an organization, maybe write a couple of grants, and see where we can go with it.
You have to come back and give us updates on that.
Love to.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening to us right now can contact us, and we'll be happy to find a way to work.
And through the website, he just
absolutely.
Gave up.
Absolutely.
Okay. Jill, you're the greatest.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And talk real quick about this song.
So this song, Ya No Tengo Miedo, I'm Not Afraid Anymore, was written with a focus group of women survivors from sexual abuse within the family. And it's a very, very deep song. It's a very sad song, but it's also a song in the words of a survivor, different feelings that she was having during that moment of her life. Nobody believes her. She's afraid. She doesn't want to be afraid, but she knows that at some point someone's going to listen. And somehow we came with the workshop and we were the listener. And this is also what tells us that those workshop works very much with focus group. If we can work with people that are already like in a shelter or working on a strategy to get away from violence, that's where we are more efficient. So, ya no tengo miedo.
Isaiah mentioned YouTube. I think last time you were on the show, we did post. Are there videos of this people can see? Do we post some videos last time you were on?
Yeah, on the website, the UGN website, there is a link to the YouTube and to the SoundCloud, I think. So the podcast that was posted after. It was February.
So you can see that. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. We're going to go to the studio here in a minute. Thanks to Dan Long for the fine production in the studio. Thanks to Roel Coleman for the production. And thanks to you guys for coming in. And thanks so much to the musicians. You're going to hear now live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Thanks
for listening.
Father.
encontrar a esa persona que te puede escuchar.
Oh,